HarperCollins presents The Big O, an empowering guide to loving, dating, and fucking by Oloni. Read by Oloni, Narissa Bradley, Nicole Davis, Tiwa Lade, and Leah Summers.
Introduction. Let's talk about sex. The career that I have today talking about sex was an accident. A fortunate accident, but an accident nonetheless. I was in my early 20s, had just graduated from studying journalism and was struggling to get some work experience. Month after month, I met with what were quite clearly copied and pasted rejection emails from magazines, but the one that stood out to me was from Cosmopolitan. As someone who was always talking, thinking and writing about relationships, love and dating, it just made sense for me to want to be at Cosmopolitan. When you think of sex and you think of magazines, Cosmo comes to mind, right? You see, I too had 355 ways to sexually satisfy your man in the bedroom, sometimes without him even being there. I could absolutely identify 55 ways of telling whether that guy you swiped right on will be good in bed. I had all of my headlines planned, so why wouldn't Cosmo want me? I was perfect for them. My boyfriend had just broken up with me, and well, to be honest, this just left me more inspired in my search for something that would empower me and make me happy. In some ways, I miss being in my early 20s. I wasn't afraid to make crazy decisions for my career. So one afternoon, I decided to go and squat in the offices of Hearst Magazines and not leave until I got what I wanted. I took my portfolio and resume with me down to Oxford Street in central London, where I ran to a food store and bought a hamper full of biscuits, cakes and other treats. I then circled my way back to the Hearst buildings, the home of all your favourite magazine publications. As soon as I arrived, I told the person behind the desk that I wanted to see someone from Cosmopolitan. He asked if I had a meeting scheduled, to which I replied no, but I'd sit and wait till someone came down to see me. He tried to convince me to leave, explaining that no one was available and that I should try coming back with an appointment. The poor guy didn't realise who he was dealing with. "Oh, they're not coming down, you say? Well, they're not going to sleep inside there, right?" I held firm. After hours and hours of waiting, a drained battery and a frazzled security guard who was getting more and more suspicious of my intentions, the editor's assistant at Cosmopolitan came down. Impressed with how committed I was, she gave me work experience on the spot. I was in. I was going to write for Cosmopolitan. My self-belief had paid off. It felt like a huge success. But then something happened that I didn't anticipate. As I spent more time in the magazine world, it became clear to me that my sexual experiences weren't the ones that I was reading about online or in print. Much as I had grown up loving these publications, I realised that I just didn't see much of myself there, so I continued to consistently blog about my journey. Almost immediately, I started getting women emailing me for relationship advice, and I realised I must be onto something. After a while, I even got a spare SIM card so women could speak to me on the phone, and some men too. The dilemmas they sent me weren't always that different from each other either. Patterns started to emerge: cheating partners, unhappy sex lives, culture clashes, being afraid to come out. Over the years, I've spoken to many of you about these subjects and more. There's no sex dilemma that shocks me today. I've genuinely heard it all. When do I introduce my boyfriend to my kinks and fetishes? How do I tell my sexual partner I have herpes? I don't know if I'll ever be able to orgasm. What dawned on me was how few places people had to go to actually talk about these issues, and the opportunities to hear people speak about them openly and honestly were few and far between. I realised I wanted to do more than write articles of tips for readers. I wanted to really speak to people. I wanted to connect with them, empathise with them, tell my own relatable stories, give direct advice. I was going to build myself a career talking and educating people about sexual pleasure. Sex, sex, sex. Why do we need to talk about sex? The truth is, we do talk about it. A lot. As a society, it's clear that sex will always be a subject that grabs our attention whether we like it or not. It's why they say sex sells, because it does. Think about the jokes we hear, the content we watch, or even the gossip that makes that tea extra hot. Music artists have long understood that a music video is not a music video unless some ass is being thrown around in a circle as a video vixen twerks on a handstand. I grew up listening to the lyrics of Doing It by LL Cool J, which
Sample complete. Ready to continue?